Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to Madame Magenta and the Arcati Killer. Chapter... I'm not entirely sure. This chapter is called Come Dancing With Me. Are you ready, Bernard?
Yes, I'm ready. I've got some interesting parts to play in this.
You're going to have to be Sandra.
Oh, dear. All right.
What voice are you going to do? Actually, surprise us.
All right,
here we go. Stop crying, Sandra, I say briskly, handing her a tissue. We're sat at my kitchen table, having an emergency occult consultation. It makes you look awful. Sandra snuffles, face like a ripe tomato dotted with morning dew, hair a tangle of vines. By morning dew, I mean snot and tears. And by vines, I mean a barnet that's gone a bit green and coarse because she went swimming too soon after getting her hair bleached. Whew! Metaphors are a terribly inefficient means of communication, if you ask me. Sandra called about an hour ago. I'd actually been meaning to give her a ring. I really had, but I had a sudden flurry of orders from my online shoppy. Halloween is in 2 weeks, and my new range of costumes and accessories are going great guns, so I've been very busy. And all right, I suppose I might have been avoiding an uncomfortable conversation. Anyway, Sandra sounded like she was in a right old state, so I girded my loins, adjusted my turban, and invited her round immediately. And here we are, Sandra in tears, me with my caring counsellor head on. She hasn't told me what the problem is yet, as if I don't know. And I haven't told her anything I know either. The situation is queasily reminiscent of the events from last year. See the previous podcast for that?
Oh, yes, you'll have to listen back to...
That's in the previous book, isn't it?
Season one, yes.
Yes, yes. Sandra wants us to consult the tarot for an insight into her current situation, so I've gone and got the cards out. I've also fixed us an afternoon Singapore sling to take the edge off the hysteria. Tell me what happened, I say, shuffling the cards. That's the thing with my industry. You actually get most of the information by just asking the client, rather than any invisible forces. They never seem to notice, so hey-ho.
The police turned up.
Sandra begins, chins trembling.
Two of them, and...
When was this, I interrupt. She's not good on details, is Sandra.
3 days ago.
Aha! The same day I passed the details to Eldris. He works quickly.
The man said he was a detective, and there was a police lady with him who looked like a boy.
What did the detective look like?
A big bloke. Black. Really fit, actually. Like, proper tasty.
Sandra perks up at the memory.
Huge hands. Quite stern. Under his coat, I could see those gun holster strap things round the shoulders like in police dramas. Whoa. No wedding ring either. Really hypnotic eyes. I could see his nipples through his shirt because it was so cold. And his trousers were tight, so...
Okay, Sandra, I interrupt. What happened next?
They wanted to know about Bob.
Sandra's eyes fill with tears.
They said it was in connection with a homicide, a murder. I gave them his number, but I told them I didn't know his address. He said he lived in Wimbledon, but he never took me there. I didn't want to push him about it. I thought I'd just wait until he was ready.
Sandra looks miserable for a moment. Well, more miserable than she already looked.
The police told me not to call or meet him, and to tell them if he got in contact. They asked if we had plans to meet up this week.
Do you? I ask.
No.
Sandra whispers.
Bob didn't like planning ahead, he said.
Which means that he would suddenly call and she'd drop everything, I'd wager.
They asked so many questions. I realised just how little I knew about him. He didn't tell me anything. I just thought he was private. I never thought he might be keeping secrets. And now I feel like such a fool.
She thumps her fist onto her own leg.
Again!
Sandra resumes blubbing. Go on, have a blub. Poor cow. She really does have appalling judgment in men. I know it's them behaving badly, and so it's not her fault that it keeps going quite spectacularly wrong. But my guess is, and don't forget I have an internet certificate in animal psychology, my guess is that Sandra pursues terrible men because of low self-esteem. I mean, it's plausible, slash boringly predictable. As Sandra's personal psychic and fortune teller, I've tried to boost her self-worth over the years, mainly by giving her discounts on bottled animal pheromones. But despite that, she's still like a girl of 15 rather than a woman in her 40s. What more can I do?
Also, they asked me about you.
Sandra suddenly states, blinking.
They asked me if I knew someone called Magenta who wore turbans. And he showed me a sketch. It was you, all right. Turban, mole, beady eyes, the lot.
What? I gasp, reeling. Realisation hits me. Shitting hell! Of course! What a thicko! How did it not occur to me this might happen? Bobo and Sandra are a direct link straight back to me. How could I have been so stupid? Why didn't I just send a bloody letter to the police? What did you say to him? I ask breathlessly. Sandra narrows her eyes at me.
I said I'd never seen you before.
Oh, relief courses through me. Thank God! I pause. How come? Why didn't you tell them about me?
Because you might get in trouble.
Sandra says, as if we're at primary school. She's a bit simple as Sandra, bless her.
And I owe you, don't I? For telling me what my husband was up to. And...
she adds, fixing me with a look.
I thought I'd ask you about it myself first. So, why did the police bring your name into this?
I sit back in my chair, stomach roiling, wondering how far I can actually trust her. After all, it'd be understandable if she harboured dark thoughts about my part in destroying her first marriage. Although there's no evidence that she does, of course. In fact, within weeks of informing her about Dean's infidelity, we'd continued our fortune-telling sessions as if nothing had happened. I'd been impressed and touched by her trust in me. But lying to the police, well, that's a level of friendship I never expected. You could get in trouble for withholding information, Sandra, I point out. Sandra waves her hand dismissively.
Puh. If they realise, I'll just say you slipped my mind.
Right. I suspect this won't wash. But she seems comfortable with her decision, so I'm certainly not going to put doubt into her mind.
So? Come on, then.
Sandra says in an attempt at a tough voice. Go on, you have to do a tough voice, Bernard. She leans forward and eyeballs me.
What's going on? Why did they mention you? What have you got to do with all this?
I sigh and brace myself to tell the truth. You might be surprised to hear this, but most of the time I find honesty is the simplest way forward. Lies will often get you deeper into trouble. I told the police that Bob had killed someone, I say. I found out that...
What the fuck?
Sandra bellows, scaring the bejesus out of me. Sandra stands up, eyes wild, mouth agape.
You did what?
Calm down, Sandra, I splutter, leaning away from her enraged face. I received extremely disturbing information about him. I couldn't not tell the police. What was I supposed to do? Sandra continues to look furious.
You didn't even know him. You never met him. How did you get this information?
She demands angrily.
And why didn't you tell me first?
Oh dear. Well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Bobo told me, I say, removing an e-cigarette from a pocket and taking a suck. I've never actually smoked real cigarettes, but I do love the electronic version. Really helps to calm me down, especially now I'm hopelessly addicted to them.
Bobo,
Sandra repeats flatly, folding her arms. That's right. During our pet psychology session, you know, you wanted to know why Bobo kept barking at Bob, and that's what Bobo told me. Sandra frowns.
But you said it was because of digestion problems. I bought 50 quid's worth of Magenta's bony bites.
Yes, you're quite right. I did say that. I pick at a loose thread on my sleeve, avoiding her eye. Because I didn't want to upset you by telling you the truth. You might have done something silly. I was protecting you. And I was, really. It's not the first time I've steered a client towards a bogus product or potion for their own good. You'd be surprised at how soothing it is to literally hold a solution to a problem in your hands. Sound advice on its own is normally very disappointing for anyone looking for a quick fix, which, by the way, is everyone. Whereas, see how happy they are with a prescription for something tangible, like a reassuringly expensive Magenta homeopathic remedy, which is water, a Magenta aromatherapy candle, originally from Poundland, Magenta detoxification sachet, laxatives. Magenta, you know, you get the point. And of course, when the client relaxes, it often speeds up the mental or physical healing process and gives the problem time to work itself out. Thus, it genuinely helps people, and I earn a crust. So stop judging me! And while we're on the subject, if they needed antibiotics or the like, I'd tell them to go to a doctor. I don't prescribe smelly candles for actual diseases. I'm not one of those insane bastards who thinks cancer is a fungus you can treat with alkaline food, or that inoculations cause autism, or any of that dangerous shit. Those people are maniacs or evil. Whereas I'm... All right. I am aware that the way in which I earn a living is in some respects a little questionable. But I'm not hurting anyone. I've already had to give up meat this year. What more do you want from me? Sometimes it feels like modern life is designed to make one feel guilty about everything. I can't eat a packaged sandwich anymore without worrying about a dolphin choking on plastic. It's a ruddy nightmare! Sandra is still breathing heavily, nostrils flaring like an angry bull, but she's calming down. And the dog food is very good for Bobo, I say to her. It'll pay for itself in the amount of digestion problems he now won't get. Sandra sits back down while I take a long slug of my Singapore sling. Tangy. I'm sorry, Sandra, I say thickly, working a lime pip out of a back tooth with my tongue. I hated lying to you, but if the police do happen to ask again, please don't say anything about me. They'd never believe I received information off a dog. Sandra nods. I've no doubt she believes I communicated with Bobo. Sandra has faith. Sandra needs to trust me.
I knew there was something odd about him,
Sandra says, looking at the table.
It wouldn't have lasted anyway.
You can definitely do better than that jerk, I say supportively. He wasn't good enough for you.
Yes.
Sandra's chin lifts defiantly.
I deserve a man who invites me round to his place.
A man who Bobo likes.
Who is proud to be with me,
Sandra declares, fire in her belly. Who doesn't murder women. Oops. I should have stuck to generic breakup sentiments. Sandra looks crestfallen. Right, I say, taking the initiative. We're not going to let some man upset us. I get up and go to a kitchen cupboard and then retrieve a bag of ice and a tub of frozen fruit from the freezer. Sandra watches me as I work, a look of defeat on her chubby face. It's not exactly a solution, I suppose, but sod it. You can't prescribe a cure for everything. Let's have lots of fancy drinks, I shout over the whir of the blender blades. Frozen daiquiris! Which would you prefer, strawberry or lime? End of the chapter.
That was a good chapter. I enjoyed that.
Oh, good.
I like doing Sandra.
You're very good at Sandra.
Thank you.
It's like she's here in the room.
Yes, well, I actually based it, the voice, on the drummer from Foucault's Pendulum.
Not on Sandra herself, who we both know.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's an interesting artistic choice, Bernard.
Well, I feel like he sort of sums up her character more than she does, even.
Some bloke is better at being Sandra than Sandra herself.
Indeed.
I'm sure that'd do her confidence the world of good to know that. All right. Do we do another? Oh, the next one's quite long.
All right, maybe we'll leave it there.
No, let's leave it there. Let's drag this out for a lot longer. Although, if you do have any preferences, people listening to this, just let us know. Drop me a tweet.
Yes, you can tweet Magenta at Madame Magenta UK. You can even tweet me, Bernard, at Bernard Magenta.
Yes, and actually, we've gotten into bed with some dubious company called Long Cat Media.
Oh, yes, so you can tweet the Long Cats.
Yes, and they do another show. What's it called?
Mockery Manor.
No,
is
that's
what it.
You know, I think they deliberately used my initials in order
they
to.
Did, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, in order to piggyback on my fandom.
The double M's.
Yes. Anyway, it's a spooky thing, so if you're looking for something for Halloween, I suggest Mockery Manor.
Mockery Manor is very good. You can also give them some money as well, if you want. You
oh
can
God,
you can,
yes,
you can go to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia.
People are so much more generous than we are, Bernard.
Well, you know, I just sort of thought it might be good to sort of help them, support them through this peculiar pandemic time. You
yes.
never know.
I suppose not all of us have as many skills
yes,
as we do.
Yes, diversified revenue streams.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I, for instance, am an expert in cyber on the side.
Absolutely, yes. I'm thinking about retraining.
Oh, no, don't bother, dear. What are you going to retrain as? You already do cyber.
Well, I thought about retraining as a ballerina.
Oh, God, okay. That's all right, let's end it there. Goodbye.